This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 385. Are you the life of the party? How to describe introversion and extroversion on a deeper level in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 10 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Introverts have the tendency to be misunderstood, especially in American culture. Find out what it really means to be an introvert and how to be more specific when you talk about it in English.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just, you know, enjoying the day. How about you, Lindsay?
I'm doing well. I'm working hard, but I enjoy my work, so that helps.
Yes, that is good.
So Michelle, my pronunciation is terrible there. So Michelle, we've been talking a lot this summer about personality traits, right?
And
we're going to keep talking about them into the fall, but we did an episode a few weeks ago about how to describe someone who is mean, right?
Mean, yes.
Do you remember that episode?
I do.
Yeah. What number was that episode for our listeners? If they want to go back to allearsenglish.com and look for that episode.
That episode was episode 371. 371.
Nice. Yeah. So the reason we're doing these episodes for you guys is because we know that, for example, if you're taking the IELTS exam, the way to boost your score up is to get a higher score in vocabulary on the speaking and writing tests. And the way to do that is to use interesting vocabulary, not boring, bland terms like mean. You need to go into more depth. You know, what is this person? Is this person violent? Is this person, you know, are they truthful or not? Oh, the other one that we did, Michelle, was about honesty, an honest person or a dishonest person. Remember?
Oh, yes, I do remember.
We did do that.
That was a good one.
So guys, you can come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com, and type in honest in the search bar and you'll find that episode. So today, Michelle, we want to talk about personality in terms of someone who is extroverted and introverted.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's the big misconception in the US about people who are introverted?
I think the big misconception is that introverted people are just shy people.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I mean, do you think that's true?
No, I think of it as, as how energy, like where you get your energy from. Like, do you feel like you get your energy from being around other people, or do you get your energy like you need to be, have alone time more? That's how I think about it. But I think it's more complicated than that. What do you think?
No, I think that's really what it is. I mean, I think there have been studies that have come out that have found that it's more about, you know, an introvert gets, you know, when an introvert is faced with, you know, stimulation from the outside, whether it's people, bright lights, loud music, they lose energy. Whereas if an extroverted person gets that stimulation, they gain energy from that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's what, you know, studies have found now. So it's much more complicated than just saying that an introvert is shy, right? It's just that I think a lot of introverts like to be in their head. Like, they like to think about things and process ideas.
Yeah, to reflect a lot.
Reflects, yeah, which is, I think, super cool. But the problem is, here in U.S. culture, I mean, which one is more valued?
Oh, personality. The extrovert are more valued in society, I think.
Especially in the US. And I wonder from our listeners, I wonder if they could come back to our episode 385 and let us know if either of these personality traits is more valued in your culture, guys.
That's really interesting.
That would be really interesting. We'd be really excited to hear your blog comments there. So come on back to allearsenglish.com, type in 385 in the search bar and tell us. So there's a really cool TED talk that we've actually talked a little bit about this concept of extroverted and introverted on our IELTS Energy podcast. Mm-hmm. IELTS Energy episode 40 talked about how to use your personality style to prepare properly for the IELTS exam. That was a cool episode. And Jessica told us about a YouTube video that she found by Susan Cain called The Power of Introverts. And it talks about all the interesting traits of introverts, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen that video, cool. Michelle?
I didn't, but I want to watch it.
Yeah. She also wrote a book called Quiet, where it describes all of these misconceptions that we have, at least here in US culture, about introverts and how, you know, we really don't quite understand and we mislabel them and all sorts of things.
I've heard of that. That's really cool. I actually find this topic really fascinating.
Absolutely. So we want to help our listeners. The point of today's episode is to go deeper into vocabulary, right, Michelle? So instead of just saying that someone is extroverted, what are some other ways that we could describe someone who is extroverted?
Yeah, well, there are a bunch. So we could say social, outgoing, gregarious.
You had a bit of a New York accent there. Gregarious.
Did interesting. I?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of a New York twang there. That's
it's happening.
That's happening.
Talkative and the life of the party.
Yeah, I like that. The only one that's a bit more formal here, I think, is gregarious. That might be something I might write in an essay. For example, if I were taking the IELTS exam, I might use that one because that's a money word, right? That's a more formal word, academic phrase. But the rest of them are kind of conversational, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So who do you know who's extroverted? Can you do any of these words kind of describe that person?
Yeah. I would say that, my dad is actually pretty extroverted. he's really, really outgoing. He's always the first one to go up and shake your hand at a party. And like, he's just very, very talkative, very talkative.
Wow. So he's the life of the party, huh?
He can be the life of the party. Yeah, absolutely. He's talkative. You know, he's social. He likes to, you know, tell stories and, you know, also just learn about other people. And he's very gregarious as well.
That's cool. Is your mom very different? Are they opposites? Are they similar?
My mom is an introvert.
Oh, opposites attract, right?
Yes, absolutely. So my mom is a little bit different. So she's, you know, on the quieter end, and you know, she's on the quieter end. Yeah.
And I like that. So she's quiet, a little introspective. So just to review, the adjectives that we used here to describe someone who's extroverted one more time are social, outgoing. What else, Michelle?
Social, outgoing, gregarious, talkative, and the life of the party.
Good. So we talked about your dad, how your dad is the life of the party. He's talkative, outgoing, and social, makes friends easily, introduces himself immediately. That's a good example of someone who's extroverted. I mean, is just not afraid. You know, probably he gets energy from those parties. So at the end of the party, maybe he's the one who stays the latest and feels energized by being around people. Whereas your mom, maybe when she comes home from the same party, she's just tired, drained. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that she likes to relax with a book. You know, she might not be terribly drained, but you know, I think she's more interested in just like relaxing, taking a book and spending some time just by herself.
Guys, we offer this show for you for free because we want to inspire you to move towards connection, not perfection. But we would love to see your review in iTunes. Go right now to iTunes and leave a review in the iTunes store. Let us know what you think about All Ears English. Tell us what your favorite episode has been this year. Go right now to iTunes to leave us a review. And if we see your review, we'll announce your name on the show. Thanks, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I like that. So we've talked about the adjectives and the expressions that our listeners can use to describe someone who is extroverted. Now let's spit off a few that our listeners could use to describe someone who's introverted, like your mom, for example, mm-hmm. right? So again, now we did put the word shy in this list. And of course, we're doing the opposite of what we talked about at the beginning of the episode. But the fact is, a lot of people do, you know, use that word to talk about someone who's introverted. So you guys can decide if that word is appropriate when you're describing an introverted person. It's not always true for everyone who's introverted, right. But one word that could fall under this umbrella could be shy, right?
Right.
And what else, Michelle?
We have introspective.
Yeah, I like that one. I really like that one, right? Thoughtful. Yeah.
Yeah, thoughtful. And then we have withdrawn. The only thing that I would say about withdrawn is it sounds very negative to me. I don't know.
It does sound negative. It does have a negative connotation, whereas introspective has a more positive connotation, and thoughtful definitely has a positive connotation. But, you know, some people might be withdrawn, right? So it just depends on, you know, all these words mean something slightly different. So you guys have to decide if they apply. That's the idea of this episode and these vocabulary episodes this summer, is to get more nuanced when we describe someone, describe a person, right?
Right, exactly. So, but just know that withdrawn, if you're going to use that, that might have like a little bit of a negative connotation.
Definitely. And the other one that we didn't mention is quiet, right? Quiet. Right. Yeah. Quiet. And that's the title of Susan Cain's book when she wrote that book about introverts. The name of it is just Quiet. So if you guys want to read up on introverts, check out that book. It's a good one.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, Michelle, do you think that someone's personality can change throughout their life? I mean, do you think someone can go from being introverted to being extroverted or vice versa?
That's a great question. Probably. I mean, I'm just thinking maybe as someone grows up, they become more comfortable with themselves or a little bit more social or something like that. What do you think? I mean, are you the same? Are you always, you know, one way or the other?
I mean, I feel like I have become more introverted throughout my life as I've moved into my 30s. Now I'm 34, so I'm technically in my mid 30s, which is scary. I think that I've become more introverted. When I was younger, I was a teenager, I wanted to go to Times Square, like we've talked about in other episodes, right, Michelle? I wanted to be where everyone was. I wanted to be in the center of people all the time. Mm. And now when I think about where I want to spend my weekends, it's not in the city. It's not around a ton of people. It's more maybe with one or two good friends. You know, this summer I've been inviting a lot of friends to my beach house, and I'll just invite one or two friends each weekend and just really have some one-on-one time with those friends, you know, having a beer and just sitting on the deck and watching the ocean together and having real conversations. That's what I want to do these days. So maybe I've become a little more introspective, a little more quiet, but more thoughtful too, I think.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I mean, in some ways, the way you describe yourself sounds like me as well. Although I'm still a city girl, you know, I still want to be in the city around all the action, but not Times Square. I definitely get more energy from being like in a smaller group of people. Whereas when I was a teenager, I was like, everybody come over, right? And now it's a little bit different.
Yeah. I mean, you probably think of friendships now as, you know, quality over quantity, right? Right.
Yep. I think so. I think in that way I have changed and in a very similar way to you.
Yeah, I think when I was like 17, 16, I was super outgoing and gregarious and social and, you know, always trying to meet new people. I wanted to meet everyone at the party. And now I just want to have one or two good conversations with a few people at the party. And I get really bored with small talk now. I just find it kind of boring.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm at all, but oh my gosh. There's so much about that, how he just hates, like, you know, these, I mean, cause small talk can be a little bit, I don't want to say meaningless, but basically that's how he feels about it. And that is not even worth
It can be very superficial, surface level, I think.
Yes.
And I think naturally, as we get older, we just want more meaning in our lives.
Yes, I totally agree.
Like, I don't want to go to... Yeah, that's why networking events can get kind of boring now.
Oh, gosh. If I hate anything, it's a networking event. Because it's just so... I mean, yeah, they're just so... what did you say? You said superficial. That's how I feel. It's like, we all know why we're here.
Exactly. Like, handing out business cards, making business contacts.
It's so uncomfortable. Yeah. I remember when I first moved to New York and I went to a networking event and I just ended up going to the bathroom for like 10 minutes, like just standing there because I was like, I just can't. Like, this is not me, you know?
Totally.
And but you have to in some ways.
Sometimes you have to. And I'm thinking about our listeners, you know, if our listeners are living in a new country like the US or the UK, or you're living in Australia, you know, that's what your life is in the beginning, unfortunately, until you can go deeper with people. You know, you've got to have those superficial conversations in the beginning, which can be very lonely sometimes, I think.
Right. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. So I don't know, but I've definitely changed as well.
Yeah, for sure. So Michelle, let's go back through the ways to describe someone who's extroverted and introverted so that our listeners can start using these more nuanced terms when they're describing people they know. So for extroverted, what are a few things we could say?
Okay, we have social, outgoing, gregarious, talkative, and the life of the party.
Right, he is the life of the party. Your father is always the life of the party.
Absolutely, for sure.
Good.
And then introverted, we have quiet, shy, introspective, withdrawn, be careful with that one, and thoughtful.
Yeah, good. And also be careful with shy. I mean, we've added it today. And at the beginning of the episode, we talked about how, of course, not every introvert is shy. Just be careful when you use that, because I do think that introverted people tend to take offense to that if they're considered shy. But if that person also, in addition to being introverted, is shy, then that's okay too. So,
yes.
And maybe that's just my American perspective that being shy is a problem. You know, maybe in other cultures, it's not such a bad thing. You know,
it might be valued. I mean,
probably it is. Probably it is. Yep. Everything is about culture, the way we think. Isn't that fascinating? Well, that's a conversation for another day, right, Michelle?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's wrap it up. This has been good. Guys, come on back to our episode, to our blog post for 385 and write out some sentences to describe the people in your life and practice these adjectives.
Okay, thank you so much, Lindsay. This is awesome.
Thanks, Michelle. Have a good one.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you are taking your IELTS exam this summer, get our free IELTS cheat sheet, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to the All Ears English podcast on your smartphone. See you soon.